Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wow Seat. I am Allie Nicole, Wow She Does It All. Thanks so much for tuning in to today's special edition broadcast for our top featured guest expert series with none other than the Profitable Leadership Authority and also the Profitable Power Zone Coach, the amazing, and I do mean amazing, Queen Renee Johnson. And she is going to be sharing about stepping into your Profitable Leadership Power Zone. And we actually will be highlighting three of her publications and related platforms to this subject matter. Now, Queen Renee is certainly no stranger to the Wow Seat, and it is an honor to be showcasing her in this guest expert series. And this topic that she's going to be sharing about today is very powerful. I think it is the most powerful way to kick off the tremendous value that will be coming forth. So with no further delay, I want to welcome back to the Wow Seat, Queen Renee. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Allie Nicole. I'm so grateful to be part of this exciting week ahead for this leadership adventure we're going to have.
Absolutely, and an adventure it is, and you are certainly the right adventure guide to take them into these new levels and dimensions of higher understanding about the importance of leadership in all of these different zones that you present, you know, for others. So I want to jump right in because we're here to really share some tremendous value, and I know you're going to bring that today. So for the nature of this topic, as I said, I think it's the perfect one to kick off your series. So let's talk about why it's important for leaders to step into their profitable power zone, especially during this time.
Great question. So let's start with laying out a little bit of foundation that before people can step, or, you know, leaders, as we're talking about, or people in general, but leaders in this series can step into their profitable power zone, they must first leave their comfort zone and then step into their power zone so they can lead from their profit zone as a profitable leader. So what does that mean? It's kind of a mouthful, right? Lots of zones there. So as you mentioned, there's different layers of this, and I'm going to unpack this for a second. So the first one is your comfort zone, okay? And a lot of people get confused as to what a comfort zone is. And it's not a place of taking stock and reflecting on your achievements. Maybe you're doing a self-care day and you're appreciating and, you know, acknowledging your capability and setting the stage for more successful outcomes. Definitely keep doing that. That's so important on this journey. But your comfort zone is where there is absolutely no risk-taking happening. Now, why is that important to consider? Because where we, that non-risk-taking space is where we work in default modes instead of intentional, and we stay in the status quo. And the only momentum you can have in this place is when you go downhill, and that's not good, right? And so, but if you're lucky, here's the thing: you will come upon discovering many comfort zones in your lifetime, because what's on the other side of it is a new power zone. So understanding to identify your comfort zone and how to do that is so important, but it's also often the hardest thing to do, as it can be sneaky. And it's hidden often in day-to-day routines, habits and behaviors, innating, justifying, excusing, and tolerating. And it can also be in the, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, or even I'm not deserving of type of thinking. And I've discovered years and years of this with my clients and even myself, that largely stems from lacking of self-trust. And that self-trust has to be built through layers as you go through this growth process. So that right there in itself, there's a lot we could unpack there and break down. But in my book, Leading Your Comfort Zone, How to Lead Your Life from the Power Zone, I actually walk you through the difference of your comfort zone and your power zone. And then I lay out for you 6 power zone principles and very strategically ways that you can work to implement those in your life and in your professional role as a leader. And that leads me to the second point of then, what do we do with that? Once you're using these 6 principles and you're embedding those into your life and you're bringing those into your works and your thoughts and your actions, then the next step is really stepping into your power zone.
Mm-hmm.
And our power zone is not an elusive place. It's not a woo-woo place either. It is an embodiment of your higher inner being that is always available to us if we, hear the word, choose to connect. So it never really goes away. It just gets dimmed. Its vibrational impact and the way that it can influence our lives and the vibrational impact it can have on everything we want, including profit, just gets dimmed. Our power zone is where we deliberately create our life, claim our power, and from this place, we can make a significant difference in the lives we lead and serve. Okay, we lead and serve as leaders. So I want you to think back for a moment, a time where you felt joy, success, accomplished, maybe even enlightened, inspired, energized, on fire. Whatever that feels like for you, you were stepping into your power zone. And the feeling that you experienced when you're in it is that of your higher being when you're connected with it. Okay? When you're connected with it. That's that vibrational energy we feel and alignment with it. So whatever that feels like for you, that's what it is for you. And you know, identifying that is so important so that you can have that as a barometer and you can tune into it. And when you are feeling it, you want more of it, right? You don't want less, you want more. And it directly influences your thoughts and behaviors and actions at that very moment. So as a result, when you learn how to step into it and how to tune up and turn up the volume on that vibration, then it creates you can have these impact on your day-to-day results in the moment, in the now, which is all we really have control over, right?
That's right.
And in overarching our experiences in our life, and I want you to hear this, and in the ones you are creating for others. Now, why is that important? Because as leaders, you are more than a set of day-to-day tasks, demands, meetings, you know, and to-do lists, you are the embodiment of the experience you want others to enlist in.
That's right.
Okay? Think of that. That's a deep one. But I unpack this more in my book, Stepping Into Your, you know, Your Power Zone. And so, so calibrating with your power zone, with daily discipline, supporting you to be accountable to your higher self, will allow you to unleash the power you possess and step further, deeper, and more in alignment with your vibration waiting for you in your power zone, and then become more profitable.
Mm-hmm.
So now let's bring that one step forward. We're talking about this. You know, the question is, why is it important for leaders to step into their profitable power zone? So let me bring this full circle.
Mm-hmm.
Our profit power zone is more than money.
That's right.
It's more than money.
Mm-hmm.
It is a belief, okay, in your right, in your personal right to be abundant and prosperous in all you do and all you experience.
That's right.
To be
That's
a
right.
profitable leader, you'll need to focus on the truth of who you are. What I talk about in my third publication, Journey into New Levels of Profitable Leadership, about illuminating
mm-hmm.
your power zone, that's the focusing on your truth of who you are, illuminating that
mm-hmm.
so that you can allow
mm-hmm.
your strengths and talents and inspiration to
yes,
flow
yes.
through you into the work and into the people. So by identifying your comfort zone and breaking it down, finding that hidden one, breaking it down and facing it,
mm-hmm.
then deciding where you need to step further into your power zone, you
mm-hmm.
can unmask hidden profit zones. And that's so exciting to do, trust me.
Yes.
In your leadership, in your life, yes, because you've got to feel
mm-hmm.
in your life,
mm-hmm.
because if you don't believe it for yourself, you're not going to manifest it in your leadership or in your organization. You won't.
Exactly.
And so you've got to believe
mm-hmm.
that you're deserving of that, and you got to get in touch with your relationship of money
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
what that means
That's
to
right.
you, you know, and what that energy around that looks like for you
mm-hmm.
and the value of that, your worthiness for prosperity in your life. And when you do
yes.
this, you become a magnet to influence at greater levels than you can even imagine. Here's
That's
the
right.
thing, though, to
yeah.
your listeners, because I promised, you know, to my audience, I was going to unpack this in 15 minutes or less, and I think I'm doing pretty good, but there's a lot to unpack there, so you'll have a chance to go look at these three guides. But don't let it scare you, because all these ideas put you back in the comfort zone, what I've shared with you today, go, oh my gosh, how do I do this? Because if you can feel your expansion, even a
yeah.
little, as any connection with the points that I've brought up today, you can create it and can become
mm-hmm.
the leader necessary to fulfill it. Yes.
Yeah.
So these three elements, understanding who, you know, your own comfort zone and learning how to start
mm-hmm.
to lead your life, and then where you need to step greater into it and breaking it down and breaking down its hold on you and lessening that, and then really leaning into the power you have to be prosperous and be illuminating
mm.
in your leadership and bring that strength from the inside out is so important in this day and age, because your job
yes.
here will be to number one soft skill that we're going to delve into more tomorrow in our challenge will be
mm-hmm.
to influence and inspire, okay, to influence and inspire. That's going to be one of your greatest charges as leaders in this new era of consciousness. So
yes.
what I've done in my three publications that I've lightly touched on today, the value of that is that each
mm-hmm.
one of them are set up where they allow you as the reader to self-guide yourself through and take your time and challenge yourself and go through those. And there are ways that we can
mm-hmm.
up-level those from there, but just wanted to at least share that part before we kind of dissect this, and then maybe I can share the other
yeah.
ones. But they're all broken down so that you can take yourself through and implement the processes here, this power zone.
Yes. Woo! Wonderful. Excelente. That was stellar. Just amazing.
Good.
And I knew that this was certainly where the beginning of this series needed to start. The genesis had to be here to start entering people into this newer experience, and you definitely expanded the awareness around what the potential is to shift from where leaders are at this point and stepping into this more profitable place and from a holistic vantage point, and just the concepts and things that you shared even around, you know, addressing the holistic, because it has to be about a holistic experience. And of course, you know, the experience with me is I always say that people, you have to be having a high-end experience long before mm-hmm. you're having the manifestations, you know, of it. You have to really be the embodiment of what you're trying to bring about. And you just magnificently summed all of this up so brilliantly, is that it is the embodiment. And to be this profitable leader, you have to go through these stages. Honestly, I feel like, you know, we're here on the wow seat, so to speak, but actually, you know, you and I should just be doing the wow zone, because it really was the wow zone today others got to experience going through in just this short period of time, the different levels of knowing you have to leave your comfort zone. You have to then step mm-hmm. into this expanded place of power, which is the power zone, mm-hmm. because as you teach, there are different dimensions of it. And then ultimately mm-hmm. being able to be holistically profitable, that is what brings the illumination of the embodiment that you've been talking about, and then positions these leaders into their profitable power zones, because you have to be in a place mm-hmm. of power in order to be demonstrating this. If you're not in your power seat, then you certainly can't be broadcasting or demonstrating this holistic, profitable experience. So I knew you would knock it out the park, and it's just so amazing. I always obviously enjoy hearing you talk about topics like this that are so important and very vital, you know, during this time. What I would love to do is, I know you shared about, you know, the publications, but I would love for you to share them again, and also where you want to direct others to in terms to learn more about you, or where they can get the publications. I do have information, you know, mm-hmm. in the description, but would love for you on air to share.
Thank you so much. I appreciate hearing your feedback, because you are the queen of these dimensions. And I put out to my audience, I was taking on this challenge this week in 15 minutes or less. And people mm-hmm. know me that I'm so passionate about this, because I live it and see in the lives of those I work with. And so to get it into it that short of time, it's been a good challenge for me. We'll continue on that path this mm-hmm. week and make these
the
valuable
messages
for you.
Is where it's at. The mini messages, I would say this. It's where it's at. The less is more sometimes, mm-hmm. because when you are passionate, which you are, you did an excellent job, when you can deliver modestly but make a meaningful impact, it doesn't inundate others with so much, because you want to call them mm-hmm. to action to take the steps towards what it is that you are providing, so that you can then bring them into an experience, and you segue mm-hmm. them into the experience of you, then they can get the fuller vast of what you have to share. So you did mm-hmm. magnificently. So definitely share the publications again, and then where you like to direct people to. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, so you have graciously included the author's page on Amazon, where you can find all three publications, Leaving Your Comfort Zone, Stepping Into Your Power Zone, and Journey Into New Levels of Profitable Leadership. And each mm-hmm. one of these, I wrote these as designed, as I mentioned, to allow you, the reader, to take yourself through a journey, to incorporate these in your own time and space, give yourself a chance to journal around. There are action items in every one of these. They are self-coaching, basically, format, and they really break it down. Like the Leaving Your Comfort Zone, I get into really great detail about the six principles, and every one of them have action steps to you to exercise those into your life, because without implementation, then you're just going to actually cause yourself to stay more inside of that comfort zone and not elevate your trust in yourself, which is the big part, kind of overarching message of today, is to have that power. You're talking about trusting yourself. That's the power that you're trying to connect with. Mm-hmm. So the stepping mm-hmm. into it, then I take the next level of that and now up level, leaving your comfort zone. It's a companion with that and allow you to chunk that down and really go into some other layers of becoming that embodied and challenge yourself through some wisdoms that I give you and some journaling that I encourage you to do and to help further escalate that and really like do like a 30-day challenge for yourself is what it really is meant to be and really bring that level of self-power up. And then the journey into new levels of profitable leadership is all about guiding you through three key points that we are going to break down later this week to help you illuminate and claim your profitable power zone. And I'm going to tell you, I'm really proud of that publication and the value it is having and the feedback I'm getting from readers using it and the power that it has to help with the ascension that new leaders that are ready, not only new like in new in your role, I mean new in the embodiment that we're speaking about today and ready to step up and really, really claim your place as a profitable leader. So I'm going to leave that at that. You can see some more description in the Amazon page, but we will be breaking that book down later this week. So, but from there, any one of these, again, they're self-guided, do them together or do them independently. And then you've included my connections to my website where I have the opportunity that you can explore with me. If you would like assistance to actually up-level any or all of these publications, whether that be a power hour or a module to go through or a VIP intensive, we can do that. So that is simply an invitation for you that if you feel called to that, you don't even need to know what it looks like. Just reach out. We'll do an exploratory session to see if we're a good fit for that and where you are, because I truly believe in building relationships, and we will go from there and setting up your ideal experience.
Absolutely, and that's what it's all about, the experience that you bring people into, and in this case, leaders. So, Queen Renee, as always, I'm so honored, of course, to have you as my Queenpreneur sidekick. You always over-deliver with tremendous value, and this segment was nothing short of stellar. Looking forward to the continuation of this series. So glad that you have come back to the WOW seat to grace us once
again
with just your phenomenalism.
Thank you.
So much. You're so welcome. Wow. Now, Queen Renee always brings the wow to the wow seat. And as I mentioned that today, it was really the wow zone. And you're going to be getting more of that wow zoneness from her during this series. And so I am so glad that she came today in the fullness of who she is to share on such a very important topic. And I mean this when I say this topic was so important because leaders have to start transitioning and up-leveling into this higher experience, because the new levels of calling are going to require that the demonstration of holistic profitability is played out on so many different levels. And so I just want to say thank you for those who have tuned in to this segment of the WOW Seat. Again, very much looking forward to more from Queen Renee during her guest expert series. If you're not following us on Facebook, I'd like to invite you to do so and also visit www.thewowseat.tumblr.com so that you can learn more about our other signature segment platforms. Well, I am Allie Nicole WOW, she does it all. And if you would like to learn more about me, you can visit my press site at www.wowshedoesitall.com. I am very much looking forward to the next segment with Queen Renee and all that she will bring. And as always, go out and make it a wow day and stay blessed.